A Mountain View, Missouri man faces charges for allegedly fraudulently taking $2,000 from two local banks. 27-year-old Brandon Robert Murphy is charged with 31 counts of forgery, two counts of identity theft or attempt, and stealing $750 or more. On Tuesday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 273 new COVID-19 cases with five new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 337,819 cases, 5,769 deaths. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 258 new COVID-19 cases with 10 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 505,928 cases, 8,835 deaths. For county totals, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Governor Mike Parson Tuesday announced that Missouri will not offer the additional jobless benefits made available by the federal government after June 12th. Federal aid to states added $300 to weekly checks of $320 or lower. Parsons said that is not helping businesses get back on their feet. State benefits will not go beyond 20 weeks with this order. Fire officials in Missouri and Arkansas say they've responded to more fires this year than last year. According to the Southeast Missouri chapter of Red Cross, from January to March of this year, the Missouri and Arkansas regions responded to 1,100 more home fires, affecting close to 4,000 people, which is an increase of over 230 fires from that same time period last year. This spring, Red Cross volunteers and community partners are working together through a national Sound the Alarm effort to educate 100,000 people in at-risk communities about home fire safety. To learn more about the program, visit soundthealarm.org. The West Plains Education Foundation is holding their annual spring raffle. ECNN talked to Mark Hubble about what they're raffling off.
This spring, we're going to offer outdoor patio set, and that set's going to include several handmade items from the carpentry and welding classes from the South Central Career Center with the West Plains School.
He tells us how we can get tickets.
Please go to zizzers.org and to purchase your tickets there, or if you'd like, you can call 417-256-6155.
Tickets are one for $10 or six for $50. The raffle will be done on Facebook Live on May 26th. The Arkansas Department of Health is hosting a pop-up COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Fulton County Health Unit in Salem this coming Monday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. They will be given the one-dose Janssen vaccine by Johnson & Johnson. No appointments are needed. Arkansans 18 and older are eligible. There will be no out-of-pocket fees. They ask that you please bring your insurance card with you if you have one. Last year, the annual Mistletoe Magic Arts and Crafts Show and Sale was canceled because of the pandemic. ECNN talked to Trina Spears to see what the status of this year's event is.
We made a decision to have Mistletoe Magic, and so it's very exciting, and we've already received a whole bunch of applications, and so I'm hoping that it's bigger and better than ever.
She explains what Mistletoe Magic is.
Well, it's an arts and crafts and show along with direct sales, and it is held the first weekend of November. So this year would be November 6th and November 7th. That's a Saturday, Sunday. Saturday we do 10 to 5, and Sunday we do 11 to 4. And it's held at the Thayer High School in the gymnasium, cafeteria, hallway area. So that's what it is. It's a fun time. We also have food vendors on site.
We ask what it costs for booth space.
The fee for a booth is $35. We have hallway booths, cafeteria booths, and the booths in the gym.
Proceeds from the event will go to the Thayer Beta Club. A total of 226 students will be candidates for graduation from Missouri State University West Plains during two modified commencement ceremonies this Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center. In addition, 90 students will be eligible to receive degrees from Missouri State University Springfield graduate and undergraduate programs. Several graduate and undergraduate programs are available at the West Plains campus through the Missouri State Outreach Program. The ceremonies will take place at 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. to allow for limited capacities and physical distancing to accommodate the continuing impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Each graduate will be able to invite up to 10 guests, and masks will be required. The ceremonies will also be live streamed. In honor of National Police Week, Acting U.S. Attorney Teresa Moore recognized the service and sacrifice of federal, state, and local law enforcement. This year, the week is being observed this week through Saturday. In 1962, President Kennedy issued the first proclamation for peace officers, Memorial Day, and National Police Week to remember and honor law enforcement officers for their service and sacrifices. Peace Officers Memorial Day, which every year falls on May 15th, especially honors law enforcement officers killed or disabled in the line of duty. Each year during National Police Week, our nation celebrates the contributions of law enforcement from around the country, recognizing their hard work, dedication, loyalty, and commitment to keeping our community safe. This year, the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted law enforcement officers' courage and unwavering devotion to the communities for which they're sworn to serve. During the Roll Call of Heroes, a ceremony coordinated by the Fraternal Order of Police, more than 300 officers will be honored.